Welcome to the Mergesort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. Today, we've got some big headlines, including major partnerships, new model launches, and critical discussions around AI's impact.
It's certainly a packed day, Paul. I'm particularly interested in how some of these partnerships are shaping the broader AI ecosystem, especially when it comes to social good and sustainability.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with our top story, Anthropic and the Gates Foundation have announced a substantial $200 million partnership. This initiative aims to deploy AI in global health, education, and economic mobility over the next 4 years.
That's a significant commitment, and it really highlights Anthropic's focus on, quote, beneficial deployments. It's not just about building powerful AI, but actively guiding its use towards areas where market forces alone might not lead to the best outcomes.
Exactly. They're talking about accelerating vaccine development and improving health outcomes in low and middle-income countries. It's a powerful example of AI being directed for social good, which is great to see.
And speaking of powerful AI, OpenAI has launched GPT 5.5 and expanded Codex capabilities. It seems like the finance world is still buzzing about Anthropic, but AI engineers are really gravitating towards the new Codex, calling GPT 5.5 Mythos tier in some scenarios.
Yes, the buzz around Codex for everything else is strong, especially with more generous usage limits. It's interesting to see how the two major players, Anthropic and OpenAI, are finding different lanes for their flagship models.
It is, and on a more critical note, Paul, Microsoft executives are addressing the substantial water consumption of AI data centers. This is a conversation that's only going to get louder as AI infrastructure continues to scale.
Indeed. It's a crucial sustainability issue that needs to be front and center. Companies need to be transparent about their resource usage and demonstrate clear efforts toward efficiency and renewable solutions.
Absolutely. And in a bit of a competitive twist, Anthropic's Claude is reportedly overtaking OpenAI in business adoption. This suggests that their strategic focus on enterprise applications is really paying off.
That's a big deal, Jane. It shows that businesses are finding real value in Claude, perhaps due to its focus on safety and steerability. It'll be fascinating to watch how this competition evolves.
It definitely will. Another interesting development is Apple reportedly integrating AI agent support into its App Store. This could revolutionize how users discover and interact with apps, making the experience far more personalized and intuitive.
That's a smart move by Apple, embracing the agentic paradigm. It could very well set a new standard for app discovery and user engagement across the mobile ecosystem. We'll be watching that closely.
Definitely. And just quickly, we also saw AWS unveil a real-time multilingual voice AI solution and partner with Cisco for unified AI agent governance. Plus, Sands Institute released an AI security maturity model ebook.
A lot happening on the enterprise front, as always. And for our more research-minded listeners, there are several new papers out today. One proposes a C3PO framework to mitigate cross-lingual cultural inconsistencies in LLMs, which is a fascinating challenge.
It really is, Paul. Ensuring LLMs behave consistently across different languages and cultural contexts is critical for global deployment and fairness. We don't want AI accidentally misinterpreting user intent due to cultural nuances.
Exactly. There's also new research on Timeline Reasoner, advancing timeline summarization with large reasoning models, and a proposal for verifiable process supervision to improve language model reasoning and accuracy. So, lots of exciting advancements in foundational research.
And that's just a snapshot of today's 15 stories. The pace of innovation and application in AI remains incredibly high, touching everything from global health to core model architecture.
It certainly does, Jane. That's the Mergesort AI Digest for May 14th, 2026. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow with another roundup of the latest in AI news.